Today's episode is about the beautiful freedom of wriggling out from under the thumb of our egos and bringing play and non-seriousness back into our studios with a dash of silly rabbits and powerful mind-boggling telescopes thrown in. Be back soon. You are listening to Pep Talks for Artists, a podcast offering small words of encouragement to all those shuffling along the artist's road. I'm your host, Amy Toluna. Once I was watching a TikTok of a guy gently freaking out about all the revelations coming back from the James Webb telescope. And it was so relatable. Like how utterly minute we earthlings are in the cosmos. The telescope is so powerful that, looking from Earth, it could sense the heat signature of a single bumblebee on the moon. And of course, faced with this, he just shrugged helplessly and said, "We're a total nothing burger." And it made me laugh, both because, yes, in the grand scheme of things, we are but nothing burgers. And also because I think I'd never heard that phrase before. A quick Google revealed that people have been bemoaning their NB status or accusing others of having it since the 50s, when gossip columnist Luella Parsons coined it. Such a great name. More baby Luellas, please. The term is basically used to describe something that has a lot of hype, but then turns out to be a whole lot of nothing. And although it doesn't sound like the kind of phrase that is particularly motivational, it somehow made me feel better at a time when I had been feeling a little like a straggler from the herd, destined for nothingness. You know, we artists, we get dark. And sometimes thinking of our work as important and art with a capital A can cause our egos to short-circuit and fly into a panic that we're not successful enough, or our career just isn't where we thought it'd be by now. Midlife especially provides a fertile loam for this kind of freakout, but really any era will do. If we could just call our egos, like from our Doctor Who telephones, and inform them that we are but a nothing burger, a minute mote of dust on a speck, winking in the dark of an infinite universe, and then hang up right after, sinking into the bliss of knowing that no one even cares, and just set about enjoying making work again. For 8 years, during which this podcast was only a distant twinkle in my eye, I've been hoarding this quote I read in August 2015 from Charles Garabedian in Hyperallergic, in an interview with Jennifer Sammet. It soothes my ego when it starts to spiral into a "we're never gonna make it, little orphan Annie, it's a hard knock life" pit of despair. Quote, "When you first start, you think you're going to be a great artist. You get older and it just doesn't happen. And then you calm yourself by saying, Rembrandt didn't care either. You just keep going. I'm stuck with who I am, and I do the best I can. I do have hopes that it hasn't all been a waste of time, and I don't think it has been. But it is not for me to worry about." End quote. We're stuck inside our fleshy bods and given sentience from a long line of apes that once beget slightly more intelligent apes. And then Rembrandt, or insert another artistic hero of your choice, came along and kind of smashed it for all of time. And so we're kind of free. Free to be nothing burgers. Beautiful golden brown poppy seed encrusted empty buns. Minuscule bee-sized carbon heat signatures. Making our short time on this equally minuscule planet count in the only way we can. By creating in spite of it all. Because in every way that matters, that's what being an artist is all about. Thinking you're inconsequential to the history of art is incredibly liberating. It leaves you able to please only yourself and let go of all the outside validation that our egos crave. So, speaking of burgers, I'm going to switch gears slightly here and talk about an old 70s children's book that I've had since I was a kid called Mother Rabbit's Son Tom by Dick Gackenbach. Young Tom Rabbit keeps thumbing his nose up at his mother's lovely rabbit-friendly meals and demanding a hamburger with onions and ketchup and pickles on a poppy seed bun. I mean, didn't he get the memo that rabbits are vegetarian? But his parents, fed up by the constant requests, joke that one day his head will fill up with ketchup and plump up like a poppy seed roll until he finally becomes his dream food, a hamburger. Later, Tom plays a trick on them and stuffs his bed covers with an enormous hamburger with two fake bunny ears on top. "Look, our Tom has finally turned into a hamburger," they exclaim. "I still love him, though," said Mother Rabbit. "Oh, I do too," said Father Rabbit, "even though his head does look like a poppy seed roll." And we spy young Tom giggling at his joke behind the headboard. Even though Tom never got what he wanted, a hamburger dinner, he turned himself into a big old nothing burger anyway, and then frolicked happily off into the sunset. It's this spirit of giddy play in the face of disappointment, like playing violin as the great ship goes down, cracking in half, and reveling in the futility of it all, and doing it anyway, that sums up the nothing burger approach for me. This episode is a bit of a short one, because practically, how long can someone really talk about nothing? But I'll leave you with two quotes from two best friends, Ava Hess and Saul LeWitt. Ava: "I would like the work to be non-work. This means that it would find its way beyond my preconceptions. It is the unknown quantity from which and where I want to go. As a thing, an object, it accedes to its non-logical self. It is something, it is nothing." And now, Saul: "You belong in the most secret part of you. Don't worry about cool. Make your own uncool. Make your own world. If you fear, make it work for you. Draw and paint your fears and anxieties. Your work isn't a high-stakes, nail-biting, professional challenge. It's a form of play. Lighten up and have fun with it." End quote. Don't those two write the most beautiful things? Just a couple of burgs, not afraid to jettison their patties and slather on the uncool, illogical, and playful unknown. And maybe add just a bit of ketchup. You've been listening to Pep Talks for Artists. Please visit the podcast on Instagram at Pep Talks for Artists to see images that go with each episode, including this one. You can also find me on Instagram too at Talutz, T-A-L-L-U-T-S, or online at amytaluto.com. And don't forget, Pep Talks is now a written-to-be-read blog series on artspiel.org called Whisperings from the Wormhole with Talutz. Check it out if you enjoy reading words. And all links mentioned are in the show description for this episode. I really appreciate you stopping by, and I'll see you next time.
Good night. Thank you.